It's Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. Because, yeah, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
It's the worst part of the morning, the worst part of my job. It's gotta drink beer in the studio. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer are here.
Everyone makes their sacrifices, Danny. Nice
I know.
Job.
Yeah. I know. It's look, somebody's gotta do it. You can check out their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on Google Play and iTunes. And, of course, they're on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, all that fun stuff. All right, guys, what's up?
I had the privilege of picking out some beer.
Yeah.
That I haven't had a chance to do in a while. Not because I've been outvoted or anything. It just hasn't come up. So today, being the sports and football nuts that we are, as I walked across the aisle and I saw something named Ron Mexico, I immediately gravitated towards it.
Well, Brad, what exactly is Ron Mexico?
Huh?
And in no way is this a setup.
Well, as I knew Ron Mexico before this beer, those of us may remember Michael Vick as a football player, not just as like an animal abuser. But before that, even he had like an accusation levied against him by a young lady who had spent an evening with him romantically and had said she contracted the happies from him, which is a mispronunciation of a different type of venereal disease. And so she demanded that he...
It's an STI now, not an STD.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Infection?
Yes.
Excellent. So he had a test. He submitted to a test to, you know, to kind of...
Vilify his name.
Yeah, to clear his name. She was vilifying it.
Yes.
Anyway, the name that he submitted his test under was Ron Mexico. And I'm not really sure why he did that, but I just remember that being a story. I remember seeing all of the, like, Atlanta Falcons jerseys when he went to Philadelphia. They all had Ron Mexico jerseys on. It was pretty great. But that's not what this beer is based off of. It just so happens
you.
That. Yeah.
What? You didn't tell me that.
Oh, goodness. I know this is from our own local superstar.
You may or may not have heard this brewery before. Russian River, I believe is how it's pronounced.
Russian River. Got it.
So this beer is they call it an ale on the bottle, but I according to some deeper research, it's sort of a pale ale that they brewed with. I guess it's not technically an experimental hop anymore, but it was a wild hop found in the southwest United States called the Neo Mexicanus.
Yes.
And so that's kind of where that name comes from.
Yeah, this hop's been used before with, it kind of became widely available. Sierra Nevada did a beer with it. They do a series called the Harvest Series. They brewed with this a couple years ago and utilized that Neo Mexicanus thing. They were the kind of the first ones to mass produce it. But now it's been available. More people are using it. It's one of those things. And to put an ale on a bottle of beer is just it's not necessarily a cop out. It's just an easy way to do it.
Right.
Because you know the difference is essentially of all the different styles of beers. You look up and down the cooler. There's only two kinds of beers. It's either an ale or a lager, and then it has to do with the fermentation. Ales are top fermenting, lagers are bottom fermenting, and lagers need to be fermented at a lower temperature. Going through the AATMF, as we have before on the show, the appearance is, hey, guess what? It looks like beer. It looks like a standard ale. It's a pale in color. You get a little bit of, looks like a little bit of darker caramel with it. Mm-hmm. The head retention is nice.
Good lacing, yeah.
Yeah. It looks like a standard beer you'd pour out, but then you get the aroma. And the sweetness of that Neo Mexicanus hop is really coming through. You get a little bit of bitterness, but you get a little more sweetness that we normally expect with like when we have a higher malty beer or a higher malt content.
Yeah.
You get that like cereal sweetness, but this is coming from the hop, so it's a different kind of sweetness.
Yeah.
And then the taste, you don't get any of this coconut in the front of it. When you taste it, though, it really shines through. And it's not like a toasted coconut. I feel like it's more like raw coconut or
maybe
a lot of coconut water.
Yeah, and I want to be clear, when you say coconut water, that's really only in flavor, not necessarily in mouthfeel. This actually has like a creamy mouthfeel to it. The carbonation isn't super high in this beer for a pale ale, and so I think that it really makes it feel richer than a lot of pales that you would get.
Right.
I don't want to give the impression that like it's a thin, coconut water, viscosity.
Yeah,
that's not what this is.
Not at all.
This thing tastes, it finishes great. It just leaves a nice subtle finish on your palate, and it literally goes away in like 20 seconds. The flavor is gone.
So while the original Ron Mexico's test results came back negative, I would say that this result is positive, wouldn't you?
How long did you work on that line?
Just right now. It just came out right now.
No.
Yeah, I promise.
uh, Well, unfortunately for me, both of mine are positive. No, two thumbs up is what I meant.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going two thumbs up too. I think this is really well made. And I think that the coconut sort of finished at first through me, but I think just the balance in this and just the way the fruit sort of shows itself in this,
it's very delicate.
It is really nice.
It's a great mixture of the bitter and the sweet together. Yeah. I like it a lot. So thumbs up here. I'll borrow a third thumb from somebody.
Nice.
Whoa.
That's a lot of thumbs.
That's hella thumbs.
Whoa.
Check out their podcast, Sports Meets Beer. It's on Google Play and iTunes, and follow them on Facebook and Twitter as well. Brad and Ben, Beer 30. Thanks for being in.